Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. And welcome to 2011 at Hope College. Welcome everyone. I want to give a special welcome to any new students, transfer students, students that were off campus, that are back on campus, international students that have bled into our mix. We want to welcome you to Hope College back. Yes. Look at you. Did you have a good break? It's good. Good to be back. Step into things. And some of you are sitting here, and maybe this has been a regular part of your life together at Hope College, coming to chapel. For some of you, I know that you may be checking this out again for the first time, and you're wondering, is this a place I belong? And I want to say, absolutely it is. This space is for you, and you are welcome here. Whether you have a really deep faith and you've progressed along the way and know Jesus Christ, whether you have no idea even what I just said, if you're trying to figure this God thing out, this is a place for you, and we want you here. Whether you're an athlete or you're a Greek or you're independent, whether you're gay or you're straight, wherever you are at in your life, we want you here because we believe that something happens here, something that doesn't happen often in other places, that God's word can be proclaimed in such a way that maybe God might be worth a second look. And I just want to say, as we step into a new year, a new semester, a new beginning, welcome, and that you are welcome here. That I'm your people, and you're my people, and we have this rare and beautiful possibility together as we begin. I love beginnings for that reason, don't you? You get to campus, and you get to feel that fresh energy that at the end of the semester, just even 2.5, 3 weeks ago, felt all dissipated, but we come back together, and there's all of this promise before us. You get that fresh syllabus. And you smell it, and you get that warm, fuzzy feeling. I cannot wait to read 100 pages tonight of de Tocqueville. It's going to be fantastic. To see your friends and to maybe have the hope of making new friends. I love beginnings for that reason, because beginnings always has the possibility of hope, though undefined. And one of the things that is often a reflex for us at beginnings, particularly at the beginning of a year as we make New Year's resolutions, but it's not really so much about resolutions that we make, but underneath the resolution, our deepest and best hopes. At the very beginning, we have this opportunity to kind of ask ourselves afresh, sometimes for the first time, those assumptions that often go unnamed in our life. You know, what motivates us? How do we want to spend our time, our energy, our days? Fundamentally, who do we want to be? Those are important questions to ask, because who we want to be defines how we spend our days. And as Annie Dillard once said, how we spend our days is, of course, how you spend your life. How are you going to spend your life this year? As I wrestled with that question, I want to spend my life like Epaphras. Epaphras is somebody that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and we're going to think a little bit about more this semester, at least what Epaphras was doing. Now, if any of you don't know who Epaphras is, that's absolutely okay. But if you turn into the New Testament and moved into the epistles, we were in Philippians first semester. Second semester, we're going to be studying the book of Colossians. And if you go with me to the very beginning of Colossians, you'll read this from the hand of Paul, where we're introduced to this person, Epaphras. Paul writes this to the Christians in Colossae. In our prayers for all of you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. And just as it is growing and bearing fruit in the whole world, so it is also bearing fruit among yourselves from the first day that you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ Jesus on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul, at the very beginning of the letter to the Colossians introduces us to this minor figure named Epaphras. Epaphras was the pastor that helped found this little house church in Colossae, this band of young Christians trying to figure out the Jesus way, what it meant to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. I want to spend my days and my time and my life like Epaphras. And what Epaphras did for his people was help them comprehend the grace of God. It is this grace that defines the contours and the territory of what we call the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to be like Epaphras because he believed something that I believe. And it's why he spent his days the way he did. And it is why I do what I do. It's what motivates my life. He fundamentally believed that the gospel was an invitation into something beautiful, something profound, something cosmic in scope. All of the powers and principalities that can reduce and dehumanize us, Epaphras understood that there was an alternative way. There was another kind of king than the kings of this world. There was another voice that we could listen to. There was a path less taken, but that would take us into the high country where we would find ourselves truly free and truly human, where we would discover our true self in a true community. I have studied religions of all kinds, and I have never heard of anything as dramatic as a God who would take the time to put on flesh, to die for us, so that we would have our sins forgiven, so that we could be set free, so that we could be a people of hope again. It is this kind of life that I find intoxicating, and I find it beautiful. And Epaphras understood that this life is an invitation into something profound. I've always just wanted to be a pastor and to have a people that I could belong to and that would belong with me, to live into this kind of invitation together with all of our faults and failings, with all of our sin and complexities and confusions and doubts, but we would walk into it together and we might experience our deepest and best hopes. Because I think the gospel speaks to our deepest aches for belonging, for truth, for dignity, for healing. And it all takes place around the God who is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. See, the invitation of the gospel is to experience true community and a true self, true friendship, true intimacy. And I think that that's still what we all long for, but it's not easy to have, especially in today's culture. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but we have helped engineer a culture unlike the world has ever seen. So many technologies promise to give us intimacy and connection. I mean, how many friends do you have on Facebook? You know, 6,713? Are they really friends? Does it really deliver the kind of intimacy that we have, all the technologies of our cell phones and our texting? And these are, you know, I'm no Luddite. I've got all of this stuff and I use it. But I just wonder, does it give us true community? Does it give us a true self? As we begin this semester, I want to invite us in that spirit to think about what it means to be true community and a true self. And we're going to begin this with opening up the semester with what we call the Veritas Forum. The Veritas Forum takes place at Hope every other year. And this year's theme is true community and true selves. And it begins tomorrow. There we go. You'll see some posters up around this. But it is an invitation to think critically and discerningly as a people, as Christians with the mind of Christ, about what it means to be in Christ together, what it means to experience the kind of friendship we all long for, what it could mean for us as Hope College to live differently, that we have a different script to follow. It's going to kick off tomorrow night with our own beloved Dr. Mark Husbands, who's going to give a lecture, Friendship, Knowledge, and Love, What Emerging Adults Should Learn from Gandalf, Augustine, and Milosh. We'll have Felicia Song, who teaches communications at LSU in Chapel on Friday, and then on Friday night, we have Ken Myers, who is the founder and speaker for Mars Hill Audio Journal. And that will he'll be giving a lecture in the image of our devices, how technology shape our picture of human identity. Afterwards, there'll be an after-party coffee house, helped sponsored by our own beloved and amazing Kelly Cooper and Lindsay Wiener. And then on Saturday morning, Dr. Felicia Song will be giving a lecture, Web 2.0, The Ironies of Being Connected. And there will also be student papers after that and a speaker's panel. These are all top-shelf intellectuals who are deep and reflective Christians. These are all people who want to help us engage what it means to have true community and a true self. At the very end on Saturday night, there'll be the Welcome Wagon. There'll be a concert at the Knickerbocker Theater that will also be opened up with our own beloved college art performance. I think 8 minutes apiece that eight students will have before Welcome Wagon comes on. Those tickets are going fast, but we invite you to get one. Be a great date opportunity. There's no October rule for second semester, so game on for everyone. You might think this an odd thing, but like a public lecture is actually a fantastic date idea, right? You get to sit there, you get something to talk about afterwards, you get kind of the price of two for one. It's fantastic. And if you haven't figured this out about college yet, you will, because you figure it out after you leave, that some of the most shaping events are the events that are free, and that those that show up get the most out of the experience. So what I want to personally invite everyone to show up. But more than that, I want to invite us into a semester where we're going to explore together what it means to love God, the resurrected King, Jesus Christ, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what it means fundamentally, out of that love, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Friends, as we step into this semester together, let's do so with faith, let's do so with hope, and let's do so with love. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that your gospel is even now growing and bearing fruit in the whole world, and that it is even now bearing fruit here at Hope College. Continue to speak to us and give us the faith to hear your word, to repent where we need to repent, and to follow bravely into the paths that you are blazing for us. May at this year at Hope College we experience the true community and true self your gospel promises in Christ. We pray this in your holy name, Lord. And everyone said, amen. Go in peace, my friends.